Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf lamed. We start at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, on the Aleph Amud Bet. Five lines from the bottom of the page. Mishnah begins 31b. Zeba bechavitov, zeba bekoratov. Someone's walking with a barrel, and someone's walking with a beam. Nishbarat kadosh zeba koratosh zeba patur. If this person's jug, his barrel breaks on this person's beam, the owner of the beam is exempt. Each one of them has permission to walk, and therefore neither one of them is liable. If the owner of the beam was first and the owner of the barrel was last, if the owner of the barrel broke on the beam, the owner of the beam is exempt. Why? Because over here you have to say that the one who rammed into the beam must be the owner of the barrel. But if the owner of the beam stopped and caused him to ram into him, then it's like kind of laws of crashing. Someone crashes into the person in front of them. So if you do a hard stop, then it's your fault. So the Gemara says, and if you tell the person behind you, stop, don't keep going, you're going to hit me, patur. Then if he hits you, you are exempt. If the owner of the barrel was first and the owner of the beam was last, and the owner of the barrel, his barrel broke on the beam, the owner of the beam is liable. Why? Because the owner of the beam rammed into him. But if the owner of the barrel stopped and did a hard stop, therefore the owner of the beam is exempt. But if he told the owner of the beam, stop, you're going to hit me, then the owner of the beam is liable. Same thing, if let's say this one came with his candle and this one with his flax, and he causes damage, therefore it would be the same laws in the same way. Okay, we're on 32a, Lamed Bet Amud Aleph 32a, at the Gemara, towards the top of the page. The Gemara says, Rabba Bar Natan Merav Huna. Rabba Bar Natan asks a question from Rav Huna. Someone causes damage to his wife while having relations, what's the deen? Since it was with his permission, he did it, so therefore he's exempt. Or maybe, perhaps, he had to have looked where he was going, and therefore he's liable. I said, we already learned this in the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, each one of them has permission to walk. Each one has permission to, and therefore if someone got hurt, it's no liability. Amar Rava says, Kal v'chomer. Uma ya'ar, let's say a forest. Shezer l'irshuto nichnas. Each one has permission to go in. But by the laws of galut, of exile, someone who kills by accident, na'asa kamisha nichnas l'irshut chavero v'chayav, it's as if you went into your friend's property and you'd be liable if someone killed, let's say. Zeh, shel'irshut chavero nichnas. L'kosh again, over here in this case, where you went in with the reshut of your friend, is it not all the more so you'd be liable? So, Ella, haketani, shalazer reshut ladech, shalazer reshut ladech. Hold on, but we said that each one of them has permission to walk. So the Gemara says, hatam tarvayu kadadeninu. Over there, both of them are the same, meaning the barrel owner and the beam owner, they both crash into each other, right? Hacha, but over here, iuka avid maaser, the man is the one who's doing the relations, he's the one who's doing the action. The Gemara says, "Vehilo, what in the relations? The woman doesn't do the action; only the man." Vakativ, it says, "Venichetu anefashoda osod mikerav amam." These are any illicit relations; they do forbidden relations. There's karet, so the woman is also involved. So the Gemara says, "Hanaa letarvayu idlu ihu maasehu dekavi." They both have pleasure, but the man is the one who's doing the maaseh, the action in the relations. Hayabal kora rishon dekulei. The owner of the beam was first, etc. The Gemara then says, "Amarish lakish." You have two bulls, two animals in the Rishut Arabim. One is squelching, one is walking. If the walking one kicks the one that was squelching down, petura, he'd be exempt. If the one that's squelching down, kicks the walking one, chayavet, he'd be liable. So when I said, let's say this supports his opinion, Rish Lakish's opinion. If the owner of the beam was walking first, and the owner of the barrel was walking last, the barrel broke on the beam, he's exempt. Why? Because the barrel guy rammed in from behind, like he crashed into the guy in front. But if the guy in front stopped, then he's liable because he did a short stop. The Gemara says, "Va'hacha the kerubutzav ma'alechad that way over here." It's like a case of a scrouching down animal with the ma'alechad, with the animal that's walking. V'katane chayav, and you thought that you'd be liable. Meaning, it's talking about a case of a scrouched down animal that's like kicking a walking animal, and still you said it's liable. It sounds like the opinion of Reish Lakish. Gemara says, "V'tizbera." Is that really so? Hasiyum vaya. Is this really coming to help him? Not only is he not helping him, it's a difficult yon Reish Lakish. Tama debata. The reason that he's liable is because the animal kicked. Ha, who's coming meila patur? But if he just caused damage, just happened to be, he'd be exempt. But in our Mishnah, we talked about the barrel and the beam owner, and we said if it was just happened to be damaged, you'd be liable. So it does not support him. So the Gemara says, "Matnitin de Pascal or Chakesh Shilda." No, our Mishnah was talking about that the beam was line blocking the road, like a shilda, like a carcass of a body. So therefore, Rashi says, "Hilkach afilu mimela chayav." Even if it just happened to be someone got damaged, you'd be liable. Because because it's not the proper way for the barrel owner to have to like avoid that. So therefore, you'd be liable. So the Gemara says, so over here, what are we talking about? We're talking about the animal going on one side, and there's another way for the other animal to go. The other animal should have went from the other side. If it walked on the other side, it didn't do that. We must say, okay, let's say the latter part of the Mishnah supports Reish Lakish. The Ketani we said in the Mishnah, Haya bal chavit rishon, ubal kora acharon. The barrel was owner was walking first, the beam owner walking second, last. Nishbera chavit bakora. The barrel broke on the beam, chayav. The beam owner is liable, because he crashed into him. Beam amad bal chavit patur. If the barrel owner made a short stop, the beam owner is exempt. V'hacha, or over here, v'kma'alecha berbutzadame. It's like a walking animal kicking a sitting animal, a scratching animal, that we said is patur by Reish Lakish. V'katane patur, and over here also it says it's patur. So you see that what? It sounds like this is supporting Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, no. Matnitin dechi orche kam misage. Our Mishnah is talking about, where Rashi says, dekam maske bal kora ki orche. The owner of the beam is walking in the normal way. Vein kan shinui, and there's no unusual manner. So therefore, hilkach patur. That's why it's exempt in the Mishnah. Acha, but over here, amarla nehi de idlach reshu lesagui alai. You know, the owner of the animal says, yeah, you have permission to walk over me, but leva'ute bi leidlach reshuta. But you don't have permission to kick me. So therefore, you can't kick me. And that's why over here would be different, right? Rashi says, aval mehalechet sheba'ata berbutashe. Shintai darka, that's not the normal way to kick a scratching animal. Therefore, I would say that you would be liable in such a case. Okay, new Mishnah. Shnaim shayu me'alchim b'reshut arabim. Two people walking in the reshut arabim. Echad ratz ve'echad me'alech. One was running, one was walking. Oshay shnaim ratzin, or two people were running. Ve'iziku ze'ezeh, and they caused damage to one another. Shnaim peturin. They're both exempt. So the Gemara says, matnitin deloki isi ben Yehuda. The Mishnah is now following. Mishnah is not following the opinion of Isi ben Yehuda. The Tanya Zabraita says, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda says, Ratz Chayav, if someone's running, he's liable. Because that's unusual. Isi be'er Shabbat, ben Eshmashot. Isi agrees, if it's Friday, right after sunset, Shehu Patur, that someone's running, caused damage, he's exempt. Ratz Bereshut, because he's running with permission. What permission is he running with? We're going to see in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like, we don't. The Mishnah is not going like Isi ben Yehuda. We said that someone's running, causes damage, you're liable because the Mishnah said you're not. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki Isi ben Yehuda. He says the halacha follows Isi ben Yehuda. When it says Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says halacha ki stam Mishnah. Halacha follows the general Mishnah. Utnan, we said in the Mishnah, echad ratz ve'echad me'alech. One of them is running, one of them is walking. Osha yishneim ratzin. Or two people are running, they cause damage. Peturin, they're exempt. What do you see? It's not following him. So when it says matnitin be'er Shabbat min Hashmashot, our Mishnah was talking about it was Friday right after sunset and they were running, and therefore it goes like Isi ben Yehuda, who said in that case you would be exempt. That's what our Mishnah was talking about. When it says mimai, how do we know that? Mideketani, because it said two cases. Osha yushneim ratzin peturin. We said either one was running, one was walking, or both of them were running, they're exempt. Hatu lamali, why do we need a second case? Could have just said, Hashta echad ratz v'echad me'alech patur. If one was running, one was walking, caused damage, you're exempt. Shneim ratzin mibaya. If both of them are running, you need to even ask the question. How much more so? So the Gemara says, how much more should you be exempt? So the Gemara says, El achi kamer. This is what I meant to say. Echad ratz v'echad me'alech patur. One is running, one is walking, you'd be exempt. We made very mamurim. When is that the case? Be'erush Shabbat be'enish mashu. That's Friday after sunset. Aval bechol, but during the week, echad ratz, echad ma'aleh chayav. If both, one was running, one was walking, during the week you'd be liable if they caused damage. Shneim ratzim, but if both are running, afilu bechol peturin. Even during the weekday, you would be exempt, even if both of them were running and it caused damage. Amar mor. Isi agrees, if it's Friday after sunset, that they cause damage, you'd be exempt. Because you're running with permission. So, Be'er Shabbat, my Be'er Ika. Or Friday, what permission do you have to run like that? So the Gemara says, like Rabbi Chanina, Damar Rabbi Chanina, following Rabbi Chanina's opinion, they're flipping the Amud, the Gemara says, let's go out and welcome the the queen, the bride, talking about Shabbat, right? Amri, some say the Krat Shabbat Kalam Al Ketah. Some say let's go out to greet the Shabbat, the bride, which is our queen. Right? They would go out to greet, so therefore they would run out to make sure they would greet Shabbat properly, and they cause damage as a result to be exempt. Rabbi Yanai mitatef v'kae v'amar. Rabbi Yanai would wrap himself in his talit and we'd go out and say boy kala, boy kala. Sound familiar? Boy kala, boy kala. Right? We do the same thing, right? Just without the talit. Okay, new Mishnah. Somebody's cutting wood in the Rishut Arabim. Really, some people actually switch the version to work with our Gemara. So really, it should say, Hamevakea b'Rishut HaYachid, v'Izik b'Rishut Arabim. Someone is cutting wood in the Rishut HaYachid and caused damage. It shot out and hurt someone in the Rishut Arabim. Or, Rishut Arabim, v'Izik b'Rishut HaYachid, or the other way around. Rishut HaYachid, v'Izik b'Rishut HaYachid, Acher, or it was in a private domain and he hurt someone in another private domain, Chayav, all of those cases, you'd be liable. We need all three cases. Why? If it only would have said this first case, which is the version of the Mishnah that we changed, that you're cutting in the Rishut HaYachid and you hurt someone in the Rishut HaRabim, Mishum Deshechichi HaRabim, because there's a lot of people walking in the Rishut HaRabim. Aval Mirshut HaRabim, the Rishut HaYachid, the Lo Shechichi HaRabim, Eimalo. But if it was from the Rishut HaRabim to the Rishut HaYachid, that there aren't a lot of people walking, I would have said you'd be exempt. And if I would have said from the Rishut Arabim to the Rishut Ayachid, Mishum de Meikara Shalob Rishut Avid. Because initially, when it's cutting wood, who allows you to cut wood in Rishut Arabim? Therefore, that's why you'd be liable. Aval Rishut Ayachid, Rishut Arabim. But if it was cutting from Rishut Ayachid to the Rishut Arabim, the Rishut Avid, that he's doing it with permission, meaning he's allowed to cut in his own courtyard, Eimalo, I would have thought he wouldn't be liable. If I would have only said those two, the cutting in Rishut HaYachid and going to Rishut HaRabim, because there's a lot of people walking there, that's why you're liable. Cutting Rishut HaRabim and Rishut HaYachid, you're not allowed to cut in Rishut HaRabim, that's why you're liable. Aval Rishut HaYachid, Rishut HaYachid Acher. But if it was from one Rishut HaYachid to another Rishut HaYachid, the Lo Shechichei Rabim, there's not a lot of people walking in someone's private domain, and you did it with permission. It's your courtyard. Therefore, Eimalo, I would have thought you would not be liable. Sricha. That's why we need all three cases to tell you that you are liable, even in that case. Tan Rabbanan the Braita says, Anichnas lechanutah shel nagar. Someone walks into a store of a carpenter, shelo b'rishut, without his permission. V'niza bikat v'tapcha alpanav v'amet. And a piece of wood shot out, hit him in the face, and he died. Patur, the owner is exempt. Vim nichnas b'rishut chayav, and if he came in with permission, then he's liable. My chayav, what is liable? Why is he liable? Amar b'yosi b'rchanina, chayav b'arba'a dvarim, patur mi'galut. He is liable for the four things, tsar, nezik, tsar, shevet, and ripui, but he's exempt from galut, from killing someone by accident. Lefisha ein domen le'yar, because it's not similar to the case of a forest, where the pasuk is talking about, by the case of galut, yar zeh rishuto nichnas, zeh rishuto nichnas, a forest, each one goes in with their own permission. Zeh rishut chavero nichnas, but over here, meaning he's going into by a forest, each person is going into their own place. Meaning he can go into his part of the, you can go into the forest, and you can go into the forest. But over here, this guy, the rishut chavero nichnas, he's going to his friend's jurisdiction, and that's why you'd be exempt from galut. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, Kal Vachomer. It's a Kal Vachomer. Uma Yar Shezeh Ledaato Nichnas, Shezeh Ledaato Nichnas, by a forest. This one's going in with proper knowledge, and this one's going in proper knowledge. Nasa Kimi Shenichnas Ledaat Chavero VeGolen. It's as if you went in with the knowledge of your friend, and therefore if you killed by accident, like a piece of axe shot out and killed someone, you are liable to galut, to go to exile. Over here, that the guy went in with the knowledge of his friend, meaning the friend knew that the carpenter knew he was there. Is it not all the more so you should be liable? El amarava, what does it mean? My patur mi galur. What does it mean? He's exempt from going to exile, right? We know that anyone who kills by accident in a downwards position, he would go to exile, like some of these arim iklat, the cities of refuge. So why is he exempt here? They lost sagida begalut because exile was not enough for him. This is what his reasoning. Mishum shogei karov lemezid. It was accidental, but it was very close to intentional because he knew the guy was there. So therefore, we can't send someone to a city of refuge when it's so close to mezid, to purposeful. So now the Gemara tries to contradict that. Meitiv Rava, if let's say someone receives lashes, right? How many lashes do you get for a negative commandment? 39 lashes. If someone added, the guy was hitting, he added a 40th by accident. So, Hosif lo retzua achat vamit. He added an extra lash and then killed the guy. Oh, harizik gole al yado. He goes to galut. He goes to exile. Ve'ahachad yishogay karo lo nezidhu. Over here, it's accidental, but it's very close to intentional. He should have paid more attention. Sometimes people die with one extra whipping. So how can you do that? But still it said that you go to exile. What do you see? You go to exile. So the Gemara says, he messed up the count. It was completely by accident. He thought it was 38, so he did one more, 39. It was really 39, and he hit him at 40. So Tafachle Rava Basandale, Rava kicked him in the shoe, and he said, hey, Amarle, Atu Humane, is the guy himself who's hitting him counting? Vatani, we have a Braita, Gadosh B'dayanim Kore, the greatest of the Dayanim, he's reading the Psukim. V'yashini Mone, the second of the greatest, is doing the counting. Vashlishi Amer Hakeu, and the third says, hit him. So what do you see? It's not the guy hitting him that's counting. How can he mess up? Ela amar Rav Shimi me'arda leta'a dayana gufe. No, the dayan himself messed up the count. It wasn't so good at math. So meitivei, the Gemara says we have another contradiction. Hazarek da evan reshut ha'arbim v'harag. Someone throws a stone into the reshut ha'arbim and kills someone. Harez ha'golei, he goes to galut. V'ahachad yishogei karo lemezidu. Here also, it's accidental, but it's very close to intentional. Why? He should have paid attention. And in the public domain, there's commonly people walking around. You throw a stone, you can hurt someone. And still we said, you go to Galut. Why do you go to Galut? So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak b'soter et kotalo. No, we're talking about, he is breaking down his wall and it killed someone. He should have paid attention, who was behind the wall. So b'soter balayla, he's breaking it down at nighttime and therefore he can't see. What do you mean? At nighttime, you should also have to pay attention to where you're breaking down a wall. No, he's talking about a case where he's breaking down his wall during the day into a garbage dump. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Ashpa, Hechidame, what's the case of this dump? If there's commonly a lot of people there, then it's mezid, it's purpose, it's intentional. If there's not usually people there, anusu, it's out of your control. How do you find the case that this would be accidental? Right? There's anus, where it's out of your control. There's accidental, where it's by accident. And then there's on purpose, where there's a lot of people there. So Amara Papa, Lotzricha, Ela, it's talking about a case, but Ashpa Siali Panot Balaila, it's talking about a garbage dump that people go to urinate there during the night. But it's not common for people to go there during the day. Ve'ika, the Mikra Yativ, and there's times where people will go there and will relieve themselves. Ah, mezid lahave, it's not considered on purpose if he broke down that wall during the day. Why? The ha'inas yali fanot bayom. Because it's not common for people to go and urinate there during the day. Anus nami lahave, and he's not out of his control. Why? Deha ika de mikra ve'ativ, because there's times where someone will go and urinate there. So it has to be that it's in the middle where this is a shogeg, that he broke down the wall during the day, and it was a type of garbage dump that people only go there usually at night, and someone happened to be there during the day, and he got killed, therefore you go to galut. Rav Papa Mishmeid Rav Papa Mani La Reisha. Rav Papa taught this on the Reisha, on the beginning part. Hanichnas lachanutos shel nagar shel bereshut. Someone went into the store of a carpenter without permission. Venitzah lo bikad etapcha lo avanav amet patur. And a piece of wood shot out and hit him in the face and he died. The guy is exempt. And this is where he taught. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bechanina chayav v'arba dvarim upatur migalut. He is liable for the four things. For nezek, tzar, shev, and ripoy, right? For damages, for pain, for doctor payment, and for unemployment, but you're exempt from galut. So man de matni la seifa, the one who teaches on the seifa, like we had earlier on the latter part, kol sheken aresha, how much more so on the resha? Man de matni la aresha, the one who teaches on the resha, on the beginning part over here, avala seifa, but on the latter part you would say, Kevan de Rishut, since he went into the carpenter's store with permission, Chayav Galut. Therefore, the carpenter is liable to go to Galut. Umi Chayav Galut, is he really liable to go to exile? Vatani Rav Breita, Hanichnas lechanutosh en napach. Someone goes into the store of a blacksmith. Venizan nitzasot v'tapchalo al panav v'met. Patur. And some sparks shot out when he went in and shot him in the face, and he died. The guy's exempt. Even if he went in with permission, the owner is exempt. The Gemara says, what are we dealing with here? We're talking about the student of the blacksmith. It's not the blacksmith himself, it's the student of the blacksmith. And that's why he would be the owner of the blacksmith himself, would be exempt. So Shvalia, then Apachel Miktalekae. What? The student of the blacksmith now is standing to be put to death? How does that work? The owner, the blacksmith, is telling the student, okay, it's time to go, it's time for you to leave. And he doesn't listen. Time do you go home? He doesn't listen. He continues working. And he caused that spark to shoot out and kill the guy. Now he's liable, the student. What? So because the master is telling him, the rabbi is telling him, or the master rather, the blacksmith is telling him, I want you to go home, I want you to leave. Therefore, it makes the student liable. The Gemara says, "Kasavur yatsa." He thought that the student already left, and therefore the student did this. So therefore, the student would be liable. The Gemara says, "Yachi, if that's the case, acher nami. Even if it was someone else, why does it have to be a student of a blacksmith?" So acher, flipping the amud, lele imta derabe, because another person doesn't have fear of his master. Right? If the blacksmith tells him to leave, he's not going to listen. He doesn't care. Hi, itle imta derabe, but he has the fear of his master, and therefore. And that's why we'll only be talking about the case of a student of the blacksmith, not the and someone else random itself. Rav Zavid mishmei deravah matni la'aha. Rav Zavid taught it on this opinion. Umatza, it says by galut, by killing someone by accident, that you go to exile, you found him, you threw a stone and it found him, right? Umatza, if you found the guy. Prat le'mamsit, that's more, that's coming to exclude someone who finds himself. What does that mean? Mikana marbi Ezer ben Yaakov, mitchi atsta even mitachad yado. Someone threw a stone, and then behotzi halat rosho bekibla. This guy, after his stone came out, he started sticking his head outside, and he got hit in the face. Patur, the owner is exempt. Why? Because this guy found himself to be hit. It wasn't head out there from the beginning. Amar Rabbi Yosef bechanina patur migalut v'chayev arbat vayim. You're exempt from galut, but you're liable for the four things. So mande matni la'aha, the one who teaches it on this. Kol shekana kamaita, how much more so in the beginning case? Uman de manila kamaita, the one who teaches on the beginning case, avalaha patur legamri. But on this case, we would say you would be completely exempt, and therefore there would be no liability whatsoever. Okay, we'll stop there for today and do a 1-minute recap.